Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Joyce Ferguson. Address is 998 Myrtle Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-894-6112. ID is XXX6006. Date of birth is 8/31/1948, 74-year-old married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/Humana. Pharmacy is CVS East Avenue. It is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D., Family Medicine, Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independence Circle, Chico, California, 95973-0258. 530-899-0130. Below that, 530-899-0142, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, referred for evaluation of tremors, subparagraph history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Joyce Ferguson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you know, she gives a history of tremor. With an underlying history of chronic atrial fibrillation, for which he's on a number of medications, including flecainide and verapamil. New paragraph. She also gave a history of cognitive decline with isolated episodes of recurrent motor weakness that resolved, one of which was several months ago. New paragraph. In consideration of her presentation, she was referred and completed high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging at Open Systems Imaging on March 1, 2023. Subparagraph. That study was abnormal, showing prominent atrophy in the frontal lobes, including the primary motor cortex, with some marginal features of parietal, occipital, and temporal lobe atrophy as well. New paragraph, there was no atrophy of the hippocampus or amygdala. New paragraph. Unfortunately, she had significant atrophy of the cortical gray matter. And some parts of the basal ganglia, dash, Parkinsonian risk factors, new paragraph. In consideration, new paragraph, she was given a prescription of carbidopa levodopa 25-100 to take 3 times a day, which has improved her findings of inducible neuromuscular stiffness and tremor consistent with a diagnosis of Parkinsonism. New paragraph, subparagraph, that medication will be continued while she is referred for more extensive laboratory testing for dementia evaluation. New paragraph. I will have her complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires, and when she returns, we will review her progress on her current regimen in consideration for further treatment of cognitive decline. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns, period.